أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله حي الله حي الفلاح حي الفلاح الله أكبر
إن الحمد لله all praises due to Allah Ta'ala نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره we praise him and we seek his help and we ask for his forgiveness ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا and we seek refuge with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from the evil of ourselves ومن سيئات أعمالنا and from the evil consequences of our actions من يهده الله فلا مضل له whomever Allah guides no one and nothing can lead that person astray ومن يضلل فلا هادي له and whomever he leads astray because of that person's own wretchedness, because of what his own hands have sent before, because of his oppression of other people, then no one else and nothing else can give that person guidance. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ And I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped in truth except Allah alone and without partner. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the Muslim is distinct and different. The Muslim is different from everyone else. And Allah establishes that the Muslim is distinct in the opening chapter of the Quran. As we've mentioned previously, if you want to know what are the foundations of Islam, a person looks at Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes the foundations of the other 113 surahs in Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah tells us to say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ Guide us on the straight path. And being guided to that straight path is the distinction. صِرَاطُ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ The path of those whom you have blessed. That's one group. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ Not the path of those whom you are angry with and those who have gone astray. وَلَا الضَّالِينَ and not those who have gone astray. And so it is our Islam that makes us distinct and that we ask Allah every time that we pray to make us distinct from those who disbelieve. And this is the criteria by which we are distinct. It's not based upon our nationalities. It's not based upon our socioeconomic statuses. It's not based upon where we were born. It's not based upon our family names. You know why? Because those things were chosen by Allah. They weren't chosen by us. You had no choice where you were born. You had no choice what country you're a resident of. You have no choice what your family name is. What you do have a choice in, and the choice that Allah blessed you to make, is the choice of being a Muslim. And so from the surahs that we recite is a surah that where we highlight that this is what we distinguish ourselves based upon. Allah says in His Quran, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, say, O you who disbelieve, لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ, I don't worship what you worship. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ, and you don't worship what I worship. وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ, and I'm never going to worship what you worship, and I don't want to worship what you worship. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ, and you don't worship what I worship. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ, you have your religion, you have your way, you have your path, and I have mine. And so the Muslim is distinguished. The Muslim is distinguished because we worship something different. We have hope from Allah that they don't have. We have a dependency on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they don't have. When all they can see is the loss of their dunya, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. SubhanAllah, a person rides throughout the street today. If you walk or ride on the street today, you know who's not afraid of this virus? The springtime. SubhanAllah, did you notice that the flowers still bloomed today? Did you notice that winter is leaving? Just like this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every dark, cold, difficult moment must go away. The trees know that Allah's relief is coming. And so their blooms have come out. The trees have begun to grow leaves again because Allah is still in control no matter what's going on. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this distinguish. He says Himself in the Quran that He has distinguished between those who believe and those who disbelieve. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Qalam, chapter number 68 of the Quran, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ, do you think that we would make the Muslims like the criminals? مَالَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ, what would make you think that? What would make you think that we would make them the same? The same. This is because, again, the Muslim hopes for what the non-Muslim doesn't hope for. He has a dependency that the non-Muslim doesn't have. And this is why Allah, when He talks about the believers and the disbelievers in terms of fighting in His cause, He tells the believers, وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي بِتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ, don't lose heart in chasing after the enemy. Don't lose heart in fighting. Why? إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ, if you feel pain, فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ, they've experienced the same pain as you do. Yani Allah mentions that everybody goes through it. Everybody gets sick. Everybody suffers poverty. Everybody suffers loss of life. That happens to every created being. But then He mentions the distinction. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ, you have hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they don't have. And that's the distinguishing factor. We hope from Allah. We hope for His mercy. We hope for His forgiveness. We hope for His relief. We hope for His guidance. We know that nothing will happen to a Muslim except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already written. But that whatever He decrees, whatever pain, a thorn that strikes the believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes by it, He removes by it sin. And this is why, as been reported in the hadith of Abu Yahya, Suhayb ibn Sinan, in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, it's amazing the situation of a believer. إِنَّ أَمْرُهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٍ, إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٍ, every situation a believer finds himself in is good, is positive, is wonderful. وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ إِلَّا لِمُؤْمِنِ, and that's only the situation of a believer. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ السَّرَّى شَكَرْ وَذَٰلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ, if a good situation happens to him, he's thankful, and that's best for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ الضَّرَّى صَبَرْ, and if difficult times afflict him, he's patient, and that's best for him. The Prophet ﷺ said that outlook is only for a believer. That outlook is only for a believer. Another hadith that's collected in Sahih Bukhari, in the book of medicine, Kitab al-Tibb. It's collected by Aisha radiallahu anha. It was the first time, subhanAllah, the first time I had read it. But how comforting it is to the heart. Listen to this hadith. And it deals specifically with these times. Even though what we're not dealing with, what we're dealing with is not a plague. It's not a plague. It's a pestilence, it's a disease, but it's not a plague. But listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about a plague. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, as recorded by Sahih Bukhari. She said, سَأَلْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنِ الطَّاعُونَ. She said, I asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the plague. He said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَذَابًا يَبْعَثُهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He said, it is a punishment. The plague is a punishment that Allah afflicts whom He wills with it. فَجَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ رَحْمَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. But Allah made it a mercy for the believer. SubhanAllah, look at that. The plague, the disease, is a punishment for one group of people. But it's a mercy for the believer. Why? Because he knows that whatever afflicts him is from Allah. And so he's patient and deals with it. Listen to what the Prophet ﷺ says. فَلَيْسَ مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَقْعُ الطَّاعُونُ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي بَلَدِهِ صَابِرًا يَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُصِيبَهُ إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ إِلَّا كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ الشَّهِيدِ. He said, there's no believer, there's no slave of Allah, that when a plague strikes, he stays in his land. And he knows patiently, and he knows that nothing's going to happen to him except what Allah decrees, except that he gets the reward of a martyr. He didn't say if he dies in it. He said if he knows, if the ta'un hits, if the plague hits, and he's patient, and he knows, he has yaqeen in his heart that the only thing that will afflict him is what Allah has written for him. If he knows that and believes that and is patient, then he will get the reward of a shaheed. This is collected in Sahih Bukhari. So what should we do then? What should we do in times like these? In times of affliction, in times of panic. We continue to follow the health guidelines, like washing our hands and using sanitizer and these types of things, using a mask if you need to. We continue to do those things. But we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want to commend this masjid and its administration for keeping these doors open. How many masjids have closed down and locked their doors? And alhamdulillah, Jum'ah is still being established here. Not because there's a death wish here. There's sanitizer in the front. There's soap in the bathrooms. People are washing their hands and following precautions. But you have to take care of your heart just like you have to take care of your body. And may Allah reward the administration of this masjid and its imams for having that type of confidence in Allah. May He protect them and protect their families and bless them with goodness. In the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu collected in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'minul qawi, the strong believer, strong in his iman, strong in his trust in Allah, strong in his tawakkul. Al-mu'minul qawi khayrun wa ahabbu ilallah min al-mu'min al-da'if. He's stronger, he's better, and he's more beloved to Allah. He's more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. And all of them have goodness because all of them have iman. Anyone who has a speck of iman in his heart has goodness. But goodness is different levels. Then he tells us how we're supposed to deal with these types of situations. إِحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ. Seek out what will benefit you. In times like these, focus on what will benefit you. CNN won't benefit you. Fox News won't benefit you. Watching the news 24 hours and seeing what happened in this land, and how much death tolls have risen, that's not going to benefit you. Seek out what will benefit you. إحرص على ما ينفعك. واستعين بالله. And seek Allah's help and depend on Allah. ولا تعجز. And don't lose hope. وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٍ. And if something bad happens to you, don't say, if I had done this and if I had done that, then I would have been saved. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. Allah has decreed, and whatever He wills is what's going to come to pass. فَإِنَّ لَوْ يَفْتَحُ بَابِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Because saying, if I had done this, that's what opens the door to the devil. Because that's what puts doubt in your heart. You thinking that your own safety and well-being is in your hands and not in Allah's hands. We take our precautions, but we put our trust in Allah. And so how can we benefit from this time? How can we follow this directive of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It's by using this time that Allah has given you. Yes, it's difficult. It's tough. Not being able to work like we used to. Not having the same, not being able to follow our same routine. But Allah has blessed us in this tribulation. He's blessed the Muslim. I can't tell you what happened to the kafir. But for the Muslim who Allah blesses light to be in his heart, he sees this as an opportunity. An opportunity for what? You are forced to have time that you used to not have. You have time to read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have time to stop making excuses why you can't pray on time. You have time to remember Allah. You have time to do what you're supposed to be doing in Sha'ban anyway, if you have the ability, which is to fast. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as reported by Aisha, no other month did he used to fast more than he used to fast Sha'ban. And Aisha mentioned, "Kana yasumu Sha'ban kullahu, or kana yasumu Sha'ban illa qalil." He used to fast all of Sha'ban, or he used to fast all of Sha'ban except for a little bit of it. Think about last year, around this time, or 2 months afterwards. Weren't you the one that said, next Ramadan is going to be different? Weren't you the one that said, oh Allah, let me reach the next Ramadan? Weren't you the one that said, if I make it to the next Ramadan, I'm going to start reading Quran earlier and getting in good habits earlier so I can benefit from the month? Allah has given you that opportunity. Can we see it? Allah has given you that opportunity. That dua you made last year about what you wanted to do and how you wanted to prepare, perhaps this is the answer of it. Allah has created the circumstances by which you can prepare for Ramadan from now. All the disbeliever can see is death. But you know that a month from now, the doors of Jannah will be opened and the doors of hell will be shut and we'll be in a different mode. And no matter who's sick and who's wearing masks and what COVID-19 is doing, we're going to be fasting. We're going to be praying. We're going to be reading the Quran. That's how the perspective of the Muslim is different. That's where we have to be looking. The affliction happens to everyone. إِن تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. If you feel any pain or discomfort, فَإِنَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ. They're going through discomfort just like you are. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. But you hope for from Allah what they don't hope for. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to see ourselves as distinguished in this life, and that He make us distinguished in the hereafter, and that He help us to have a different and distinguished perspective from the disbeliever in this tribulation. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Allah mentions in Surah Al-Hashr, لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. Those who are in hell forever and those who are in heaven forever are not the same. أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. Those who make it to Jannah forever, those are the ones who have been successful. The Muslim, as we've mentioned in the first part of our khutbah, the Muslim is distinguished. And one of the ways that the Muslim is distinguished is not only in his outlook, but also in how he deals with difficult situations. And so we take precautions for our body, for our health, and for our physical well-being. But we also take precautions for our hearts. And one of the greatest precautions a person can take for his heart, to keep his heart healthy in these difficult times, is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah mentions in Surah Ar-Ra'd, chapter number 13 of the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. It is with the remembrance of Allah that the hearts find rest. And so I want to leave you in the end of this khutbah, I want to leave you with a remembrance that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say every morning and every evening, as reported in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and collected in Sahih Muslim. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to reach the morning, he would say, "Asbahna wa asbah al mulku lillah walhamdulillah." He said, "We've gotten up this morning, and Allah is still in control. Alhamdulillah. No one else is controlling anything in your life. No one else is controlling your financial well-being. No one else is controlling your health. No one else is going to determine when you die. No one else is going to affect any aspect of your life except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Asbahna, from sabah. Sabah is the morning. Asbahna, we've reached the morning. Wa asbah al mulku lillah, and Allah is in control this morning. And when a person realizes that Allah is the only one in control, what can you help but do but say, "Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I don't have to depend on anyone else for what I need. Alhamdulillah, I don't have to ask anyone else to bring me comfort and peace of mind." And then he mentioned those beautiful phrases that are repeated so often. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There is nothing that deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and without partner. Lahul mulk, he is the only one who has control. Wa lahul hamd, and he has the most beautiful qualities that never cause a believer to lose hope. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, and he can do everything. And he used to say that in the evening as well. Amsayna wa amsal mulku lillah. We've reached the evening and Allah is still in control. Alhamdulillah. And he would say the same phrase. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and without partner. Lahul mulk, he is the only one in control. Wa lahul hamd, and he has the most beautiful qualities that make the believer never lose hope. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, and he can do everything. He can improve your financial situation. He can heal you if you get sick. He can bring a better relationship between you and your family. He can forgive your sins. He can make you a better worshiper. He can bless you to reach Ramadan and to benefit from it and to achieve Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who have a positive perspective of Him at all times. We ask Allah to make us of those who put our trust in Him, really put our trust in Him, not just words on our lips, but a reality in our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to see goodness in ourselves and in our families. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to reach Ramadan and to benefit from Ramadan and to complete Ramadan, and that He help us to be the types of worshipers that He is pleased with, and that whenever He takes our souls, everyone is going to die. Everyone is going to die in some type of way. It's not about when you die. That's something that happens to everyone, believer or non-believer. It's about what type of person you are when the angel of death comes to take your soul. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when the angel of death comes to take our souls, that He's pleased with us and that He blesses us to have comfort and peace of mind and trust in Him in this life and the next. Aqim as-salah.